Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Get expert advice from your friendly healthcare team at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Roz Purcell, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
So Roz, people know you're a very outdoorsy type. You're founder of The Hike Life, of course. So you're a good person to talk to about getting out into nature around Christmas for a swim or a walk or whatever. How important is it for you to get out of the house around Christmas?
Well, big time. And it's not just to avoid doing any cooking or Christmas dinner or cleaning up. I think that, like, especially this time of year, it's only really getting bright at about 9:30, 10 a.m. It's getting dark at 3:30, 4 p.m. To actually get out and get that brightness, get some fresh air. And it's very fresh this time of year. It's nice and cold. As well as just kind of, I suppose, this time of year, we can often find, and it happens to myself as well, like, you look outside, the weather isn't great, you kind of want to hibernate a little bit, but you feel so much better when you do get out. Obviously, exercise is great to lift your mood. So it's kind of multi-beneficial for that. And also, I think for me, escaping my phone, having a bit of a digital detox when I get out.
Okay, you know, so leave the phone at home, yeah?
Well, you can bring it with you, but I think when you are going out in nature, you're hiking, you're really present, you're watching where you're putting your foot, you're not going to be on your phone, you're not going to be listening to music, you're going to be actually just absorbed in where you are at the moment. So I do find hiking's a great thing to make you present, and there's not a lot of things that can do that these days because we're so attached to our phones.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you go out on Christmas Day itself?
Yeah, I do. Usually I'm away at Christmas, actually, but this is one of the first years I'm home for a while. We're very lucky to live on Sheevnamon Mountain, so we all go out for a Christmas Day hike. More so to get the appetite up and going, but it does definitely make you feel better too.
Okay, so you're going to give us a few ideas around the country of where to go for walks. The first one is in County Laois, I think.
Yes, so if you go to Glenbarrow Car Park, there's plenty of hike options. One of my favourite is the Waterfall Loop. It's about 4.3 kilometres. It's beautiful. It's quite well marked. You're getting a mixture of forest trails, a beautiful waterfall. And then there's, well, on Christmas Day, probably won't be open. But if you're going around the Christmas period, there's a gorgeous cafe in the car park as well, which is always nice to have a little reward afterwards. And then for something that's possibly a little bit more coastal around Dublin, you obviously have Howth. Is fantastic. It's also well marked, the Bogs of Frog Loop, which is about 12 kilometres, which seems quite long, but if you're with the right people, it won't feel that long. And it's also quite well marked. And then obviously you go back through Howth, so there's plenty of, you know, you can have a.
But you can cut that Howth walk shorter.
You can,
if you want,
yeah. There's like a 6 kilometre loop option as well. Yeah.
Okay. So what about for families then? Something more easy and exciting.
There's actually plenty of family friendly walks across Ireland. One that comes to mind is Tollymoor Forest up in County Down, just below the Mourne Mountains. It is an incredible forest park. You do pay to park when you get in, but there's plenty of amenities like toilets. There's a playground. The walks are really well marked. There is kind of a walk for everyone there. The River Walk is probably my favourite trail. It's about 5 kilometres, and I would suggest adding in Foley's Bridge to make it 7, because it's like a fairy tale bridge. It is so beautiful and you get fantastic pictures this time of year.
Okay, that's Tollymoor Forest Park. What about if people are up for a bit of a challenge then?
Well. You go to the best county in Ireland, go to Kerry. And I'm saying this as a tip woman. I would go for Mount Brandon. Now, obviously, if it's a nice, clear day and the conditions are good, go via the Stations of the Cross because they act as a really nice guide to the top. There's every time I count them, there all seems to be 15 or 16. I must lose concentration somewhere along the way. But they're very big Stations of the Cross and they help you guide you up. And the views are spectacular.
And how challenging is that?
That would be
people?
Rated hard hike. And that would be rated hard on a good conditions day. So, you wouldn't really want to be going up in any other conditions because it's mostly in a cloud.
And your final pick is called Queen Maeve's Trail. Where is
that? Yes, Knocknarea in County Sligo. It's a fantastic walk. This is also quite child friendly. Every time I'm there, I always see kids being dragged up. And so you get a beautiful forest walk on the way up. It's a stunning boardwalk. There's plenty of steps, so you will feel like you got a lot of exercise done. And then the top is a really long open plateau where you get great views. And supposedly there's a lot of storytelling to this because Queen Maeve is supposedly buried upright. The cairn is quite big. It's never been excavated. I don't think it should be because never ruin a good story. And it's just a beautiful walk, and obviously you're quite near Strandhill there then for food afterwards.
Okay, so for people who don't want to be that ambitious, the Gold Mile is another good one to get for people to get out on Christmas Day or around Christmas,
100%.
Isn't it?
And there's just so many events happening on Christmas Day and St. Stephen's Day. If you even look up runningcalendar.ie or parkrun.ie, has a full list of what is happening. There is sure to be something happening near you, whether it's a 5K fun run, 6K or longer. There's so many happening. For example, I'm doing the MSD 4 mile in Clonmel on St. Stephen's Day. I have been assured by my family it's not a race. But from their history of signing up to events, I hope there's a prize for last, because that is probably what's going to happen. Then obviously in Dublin, you have the Fat Turkey Run in Sutton, which happens on the 27th. For example, in Cavan, they actually have a Christmas Dash on St. Stephen's Day. It's a 5K. So there's plenty of events that are happening. If you do want to get out, you want to socialise.
Okay, what was that website again?
So runningcalendar.ie or parkrun.ie are really good to give a list of what's happening.
Okay. A lot of people like a Christmas swim.
Yes.
But you would urge a bit of caution around this.
Yeah, you know, like, it's a hard one. Like, I think when it's set in stone where you're saying on Christmas Day, it's a tradition, we have to go for a swim. If the conditions aren't right, the sea and the mountains will always be there tomorrow. You know, it's okay to skip a day. And of course, I think wherever you're going across Ireland, it's really important to check out even websites like Water Safety Ireland, just to check the water conditions of the day. And I don't just mean like the actual weather or the swells or the tides, just actually the water quality as well, to make sure that, you know, you can have an enjoyable Christmas Day swim and, you know, it all goes to plan and you're not sick afterwards or something like that.
And also, if you haven't been for a while, maybe not dive in head first on Christmas Day, because the water is getting cold.
Listen,
now.
Crawl in like a seal. You know what I mean? There's no pride in it. Just get in safely and get out safely. And don't stay in too long either, because, you know, especially if you're not used to sea swimming, just a quick dip in and out, you'll still get the same benefits. You'll feel very much awake afterwards.
Yeah.
And make sure you keep your hot toddies to afterwards.
Yes.
Yes.
Good point.
Yeah.
Or hot chocolate, probably even better.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. So you do a lot of hiking and exploring and wild swimming and everything. What's been your favourite spot this year? One for a swim and one for a hike.
Oh, that is really hard, Brendan. I'm going to go with Pooleen in County Cork as one of my favourite swims.
Yeah,
it's absolutely spectacular. It's a gorgeous rock pool that's in the middle of a forest. And then from one of my favourite hikes this year, I'm going to go for Urus Lakes Loop in Inishowen in County Donegal. It's beautifully well marked, and it's also in the tip top of Ireland, Inishowen, that doesn't get enough love or praise. It's fantastic.
Okay, Roz Purcell, thank you so much. And your book, The Hike Life, 50 More to Explore, is out now for anyone looking for a last minute Christmas present. Thanks a million, Roz.
Thank you.